This week's Dry Bean Scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, SRS Commodities, and BASF. This year, most of the crops, including the dry edible bean crop, are in the bin, and there is ample opportunity to get fields back into tip-top shape. NDSU Extension Soil Specialist Dave Franzen says one common issue being addressed in those fields is salinity.
Especially with the prevent plant, this has become more noticeable, I think, for a lot of people. So I would, first of all, recommend that a person sample these separately to try to get an idea of how bad the salts really are. And that will guide a person into what kind of management to think about next year. If you have some really high salt levels and you're planning to put soybeans on there, that's a futile exercise because the soybeans just aren't going to grow in anything with an EC greater than maybe 1.5. So you might think about putting a more tolerant crop right next to the row, 100 feet, 120 feet.
Franzen also says soil sampling should be a priority this fall.
Certainly if it's going to go into corn or small grains or anything that's going to require nitrogen, I think people understand that getting the nitrate test is really important. We're one of the few states that includes a nitrate test in their considerations for what kind of rate to use the next year, and that's because of the big deep freeze. Do I really need to remind anybody about that? So the nitrate sticks around until spring, and so it's great for us because we can sample in the fall and be reasonably assured that it's going to be pretty close to that number in the spring. So that's the number one thing is to sample.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network, made possible by BASF, SRS Commodities, Johnstown Bean Company, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.